This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got a lot of information coming to you today. We will be talking about the Caps' victory yesterday. The new game is going to be coming up on Wednesday. Hopefully, we can close it out then. Also, we had a nice draft, I would say, for the Commanders. We're going to discuss all that. But the big story today, the Washington Commanders and the city will be having a press conference coming up in about 13 minutes or so to discuss the deal that they have in place to have a new stadium built. Right here, where RFK was, and the team would be basically coming back home.
Think about this, dude. It's kind of, so I may or may not have recorded something that will run on NBC4 this afternoon about what this means from a football perspective. Mm-hmm. And let's be real, we've heard 2030 thrown around, right? So much will be so significantly different. But let's just say it's 2030, 5 years from now.
Uh-huh.
The way last year went, you think there should be some real continuity. But I think you could almost say the only thing you could, like, count on 5 years from now
mm-hmm.
would be Jaden throwing the first pass at RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's kind of crazy to think about. But the NFL is a short-term game.
It's short-term, but I think the way this thing is set up, Jay, what Magic said to the players in the first press conference, you all just got to play football. Coaches just have to coach. We're going to handle everything else. This is not going to be a situation where Adam Peters and Quinn are going to be worried about what's happening outside of the football field. They get to focus on straight that. And I think if they keep the mindset and they keep the players like they've been getting, that's going to be consistent as well. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to build up to a moment to where things will be so great that you would have the majority happy that it's going to be going back there.
Totally. I think players would be really excited.
Yeah.
I think there'd be real excitement over just a dope new stadium. I think, you know, you take concepts from the Atlanta Stadium and SoFi and all these things. There's two new stadiums getting built right now in Nashville and in Buffalo that I think are kind of, you know, a guide, you know, how something might end up looking. But, like, the players, you know what would impact the players significantly more, is if they moved the practice facility. Like, that's where of the players' life, like, of the time spent involved in football, 90% of it's at the practice facility.
There you go. Yeah.
That would have a greater impact. I think this is truly more about fans and the city and the opportunities it brings. I know for me on a personal level, like you mentioned, it's like the people that want to argue, oh, this is just about the football team, like you're just missing the boat so significantly, man. HF Festival. There's just so many things that used to happen at RFK that it's just not the same going to Landover. And we love Governor Moore. And I've enjoyed FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, I've had good times. I went to a Rolling Stones concert there once. It was awesome, right? Like, I've done some fun stuff. But it's just not the same. And it's not going to be the same. And the Commanders have been clear that they remain... they're not going to just leave a rotting old stadium in Landover. They've been clear that they're going to support that project. I don't think it's an accident. Right now, B, the practice facility is in Virginia.
Yep.
The team headquarters is now in College Park, Maryland.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to get the stadium back in D.C. They want to represent the entire DMV.
It's the DMV.
And it's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, it is. Because, let's be real, you're dropping money in all three assets in our states, basically, city and the two states. But ultimately, most of the players have always lived in Virginia. And like you just stated.
I'd say all of them.
If they were, some guys still lived in Maryland and tried to do that ride.
Who, Shep?
No, Shep lived in Virginia when he was playing. But LeVar, I think, was Chris?
Where did LeVar live?
Annapolis.
When he was playing. I know he lived there after he was playing.
But he got that house before he finished playing.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's like.
I know Samuel's in Potomac, but I thought that was after.
It's looking at where you're going to live. A lot of these, but like, there were guys trying to get out there. But you know, the ultimate thing for me and most people, you want to be close to where you work. So you can roll out the bed and still get there on time. I'm not a traffic guy by no stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I think you and I both wish this radio station was a lot closer to our homes. When we come back, this is it, folks. This is not a drill. When we come back, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Washington Commanders principal owner Josh Harris, talking about the deal, the framework, the agreement to get the Commanders back to the RFK Stadium site. Nobody go anywhere. I mean it this time.